Yeah, it's a bit different, obviously. I've not been doing a full sort of international sort of campaign, and coming back into the new year, it's not what I've done before. I've had, obviously, surgeries and injuries and stuff, so I've missed bits of pre-season, but you're generally in and around and doing bits. So it is a little bit, you have got to, you know, move a bit quicker than the lads that come back in yeah. November. But it's been good. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed knowing that, you know, we got a deadline in the season coming up and flying out there, that, you know, you, whereas when you've got a couple of months of pre-season, it can get a bit of a drag, but it's, you know, you've got to, every day you've got to get a bit better and stuff like that. So I've enjoyed it, and it's obviously coming off the back of the World Cup, with that being, you know, real disappointing, to get back in with the Saints lads and the group and have something exciting, you know, with a World Cup challenge. It's been good and sort of refreshing to come back into.
Did it feel different playing in the World Cup with England and that level of expectation and intensity than it did playing with Wales?
Yeah, so completely different. Obviously, the expectations of being with Wales were a lot lower. It was a great experience, 2017 World Cup with Wales. It had some of my best times. You know, out there was, you know, rooming with Regan, one of my best mates, and you know, it was brilliant. But on the rugby side of it, you know, at times it was difficult. And then with England, you know, it's a lot more intense, a lot more expectation. But you know, that's not a bad thing. You know, that's good, and that's, you know, what you expect. You know, on a whole, you know, I really enjoyed it. It was just a shame, you know, how it ended.
Mm. Is it an eye opener when you're playing against that quality of player? Because you're obviously top of the pile over here. You got used to winning things in that, and when you're in a different environment, coming up against some of the best players in the world, what's that like?
Yeah, I think, you know, you are just playing with the, you know, the cream of the crop, the best of obviously all of the nations. But you know, I think Super League can't be sort of underestimated. You know, there's some real good players and some real great teams in Super League. So, you know, the step up's not miles above. Yeah, it's more intense. There's more on the line. There's, you know, potentially more you know, passion because you're playing for your country and things like that. But you know, there's some, you know, good teams and good players, you know, in Super League that we play against, and it'll be the same when we go out, you know, play against Penrith. And I think eight of those in the Samoa team, I think it is, will be playing in that. So, you know, we played against them, and we, you know, we know what we're all about, and you know, I'm confident with the quality that we've got here, that and it was the same with England, that, you know, we can compete with you know, the NRL and the Aussies.
It's exciting to actually go and play in Australia, though, isn't it? Against over there, playing this game over there, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I had the opportunity with Saints Academy and went out there and played and loved that, really enjoyed it. And we played the World Cup Challenge here in the start of 2020. So, obviously, getting to go out there this time, you know, I think it'll be good for us as a group going into the Super League season. You know, it's being able to go and spend a lot of time with each other and continue to sort of build those bonds and things like that. And they do, you know, throughout the year, they do get you through some games. Mm-hmm. You know, how sort of close knit you are, and you know, the opportunities of the amount of time we'll get to train and things like that. It'll be really, really good.
It's a nice way to finish off. I know the focus is going to be on the game, but it's a nice way to finish off your pre-season. You feel what it's been like over here. That's a nice sort of reward for what you've done this last 4 years, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, like I said, to get to go away and, you know, have camps is not always what we've been able to do, and you know, to be able to get that would be brilliant. But you know, I sort of contradict on the flip side. You know, we're not going over there for a holiday. You know, we're going over there to win a World Cup challenge. You know, I've been real disappointed, and no fault of anybody, just the current climate, that the World Cup challenge hasn't, that opportunity has been taken away from us the last 2 years. You know, so it's almost a bit more important because we've lost that. You know, for this group, it's this opportunity. You know, how often they come round isn't very often. So, you know, we're real keen and, you know, real excited to get over there and do a job.
Did you play in the 2021? Because that was the pre-season when you had your shoulders done, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Well, we were speaking about it before with Tommy. So I think Tommy had had his shoulder done. I'd had both my shoulders done. Matty Lees was just coming back from his bowel, real bad injury. I think we had James Bentley, who's not playing many games. He was playing in centre. Yeah. We had a couple of young...
been knocked out the week before, hadn't
he? Yes, we had Matt Costello on the wing, a couple of young lads. So we had a bit of a scratch squad, to be honest, and lads, you know, not fully up to it. And, you know, arguably, we probably... A couple of opportunities gone a different way. You know, we should have, could have won that game. Mm. So, you know, that was disappointing. And then, but, you know, like I said, then obviously missing the 2 years that we could have had a crack at it. You know, we're real keen to get into it this year.
Can you stop having world champions in this time? We could do with another one, aren't we?
I know, it'd be great, it'd be brilliant, you know, to start the year and come back with a trophy and something that for this group would be you know, something that we haven't been able to do. You know, that'd be another a tick in a box, and then we'll come back and be able to reset and use that to, you know, rip into the rest of the season.
Back winning the trophies is hard. Winning Super League's hard. Backing it up is supposed to be really tough. You've done it four times. The intensity you have every week, because every team wants to have a crack at you. How can you keep that going?
Yeah, it's difficult, but I think it's just the standards that, you know, that we set, and I think we've got a group that are happy just to play their part and be a cog in the big machine that is the team. And you know, I think when you get a group of lads that are willing to do those things, and it is, it's, you know, it comes to a cliche and everyone says it, but it does come down to hard work. You know, you can, you know, like, I think we work as hard as anyone, if not harder than other teams.
Mm.
And then you sprinkle in some of the talent and the amazing players that we've got that can come up with something, then, you know, you've always got a chance. And if those standards are continually, you know, up there, then it's easy for the consistency up there. You know, you can be a bit off in some games of, you know, your attack and things not quite flowing how you'd like. But if your core values and the hard work's there, you know, often that can, you know, that can get you out, and you can pick up those wins and keep that consistency.
Well, I was always very meticulous as a player, always set very high standards as a player and as a captain. What's he like as a coach?
Yeah, he's good. He's got all the respect from the lads and the players, because, you know, he's been there, he's done that, he understands the game. You know, he's a new head coach, but he's not a new coach. You know, he's been around, he's worked under some great coaches, and he's been with this group long enough that he knows what we're about, what works. He knows the individuals. You know, and I think as the year progresses, I'm sure we'll see more of his influence of how he wants to take us. But, you know, it's not been a case of him coming in and ripping everything up and starting afresh, because that's not what we need. But so far, yeah, it's been really, really good.
And approaching your ninth season as a Super League player, you've seen a team in transition, you've seen good times and bad. What sort of feel do you get? Because you're in that sort of that middle bit. You've got players who are at the ends of their careers. You've got some kids who are just breaking in, who have not won anything yet, and you're in the middle. How do you feel about how this all knits together at this club?
Yes, it's you know, it comes around quick from being a young lad, and you know, sort of pinch myself sometimes that, you know, in the leadership group and things like that, you think it was only, or feels like it was only, you know, a couple of years ago, and I was, you know, that young kid making my debut. But I think, you know, what we have got here is a real good leadership group. You know, I think we've got some, you know, strong personalities, strong characters, that, again, understand how the group works, and I've also been through some of the bad times, like I have when, you know, I first come through and seen what that's like, and the transition, have been there through that transition. So I guess it's, you know, it's our responsibility to, you know, make sure we're upholding those standards, and that we don't, for the lads that have just come into this environment and this is all they know, is making sure that, you know, it doesn't just happen and there's, you know, ABC are the reasons why we are where we are and we're doing what we're doing, and not letting that slip back into, which would be easily done. You know, you've been successful, it'd be easy to, you know, take the foot off the gas a little bit, and been able to do that the last 4 years. So, you know, we're hoping again that it can be, you know, we'll be up there competing.
In a way, the way you were introduced to first team rugby, similar to, different positions entirely, but similar to where like Jack and Lewis Dodds introduced, the club spots somebody who they clearly see as a real talent, and they find a way of getting you in the 17. I think you did a lot of nine, didn't you, and stuff like
that. Yeah. Played a fair bit of nine, and played a fair bit of second row in that first season. I think for like young lads that come in, really all you sort of want from him is for just to earn trust, really. So, you know, you'd be able to go out, you make your tackles, you do all your little bits. You're not expecting, you know, fireworks from him, and I was never gonna do that anyway. And I think, you know, for me, when I come in, I'd sort of earned that sort of respect and that trust. So it was like, yeah, we can put him there, because, you know, he might not be the best back row or the best nine, but you know he'd be able to defend for you, and that was the same, you know, when Jack come in and Dory both doing a little bit in the middle at nine and 13. You know, I think it is quite good, and you also learn a little bit of and some appreciation of other positions. You know, I know Jack said in the past, after defending the middle, he can understand, you know, how hard at times me, Matty Lees and other people are working in the middle, because he's been there and done that, where if he just went a fullback, you sort of don't have the same appreciation. So I think as a whole, it's a positive, and you know when you get the players that are good enough, you do just find a way to get them in and get them playing.
Give Jack 10 years and they'll play him loose forward. He's big enough.
Think about Percy will be in there soon. Yeah. Percy will be moving in second row.
Oh, you're not sure where he plays. Jesus. Oh, madman. Last couple. The way your sort of parents brought you down here to play at Blackbrook, to play with the academy and stuff like that, it's almost unfair in a way that you've not got that set up back up. All players like yourselves haven't got that set up, because not everybody has that, have they, in terms of, you know, fair play for that dedication, but we're probably missing players, aren't we, up there?
Oh, 100%, and you know, it's a bit of a repeated record, isn't it? We're talking about the Cumbria thing, and I'm not really sure what the answer is, but one thing I am sure about is there's definitely talent up there. There's definitely an appetite for the game, especially Whitehaven and Workington. You know, there's you know, the amateur teams up there still getting, you know, loads of fans going down. It's still really big, and yeah, without a doubt, there was lads my age that, you know, with a bit more support and things, that, you know, they could have quite easily made it, and then, you know, all the ages that go through, because it is a lot, it's a big commitment, and I was lucky with my parents that they were able to do that and could afford to do it and had the time. And I guess, you know, and I can understand it, you know, for a Saints to take a risk on a lad up in Cumbria, or they've got a lad down at Blackbrook, and they're, you know, similar.
Yeah.
Why would you take that risk? Because he's only around the corner. So I understand and I get it, but there's definitely talent up there, and there's definitely lads that are falling, slipping through the net.
Did you put yourself on Saints' radar by coming down here, or did Saints see you first playing up there?
So I played a service area game under 12s. So it was a Barrowin district against a Settlements district. And we played up there, and we ended up, I think we drew 8-all. And there was me and a couple of other lads. And we had a great game, and we were just, you know, properly getting stuck into him the Cumbrian way. And I think since I've sort of come through and know the coaches that were at the time, I think there was a few of the Saints lads at half time were sort of saying that they didn't want to go back out. It was a wet Cumbrian day, and they were getting whacked. So since then, that's how they sort of kept an eye on me for a couple of years, come up and watched a few games, and then come down at 14, 15.
Who else was up at Blackbrook at the time? Did you go to Blackbrook or did you come to Saints sort of foundation?
So I came to scholarship at Saints under 15s and then went up to scholarship under 16s and at Barrow, up in Cumbria, we played winter.
Right.
So I did the winter season with Barrow Island.
Right.
And then Blackbrook did the summer season, so I'd missed maybe the first month or two of Blackbrook, or even maybe the end of the season with Barrow, not too sure. And then just went straight through, came down and played at Blackbrook. And that team, I think there was three players on the bench that were on scholarship, so that was how good of a team we had. I think we ended up winning War of the Roses.
Right.
And I had a real good team. I think when I come down, I was playing wing and centre, and right. like you said, you know, just chuck it in anywhere. Yeah. But I enjoyed that year coming down and playing. You know, unfortunately, obviously at Cumbria, there's some real good lads, but there's not the amount of lads that are playing that there is down here, because there's a lot more teams. So it was more quality on a week in, week out basis. You know, all the teams we were playing were good. Where back in Barrow District League, there was, you know, 3-4 teams that are good, and then, you know, a couple struggling. So
it's mad that, because you've not got the benefits of all the school visits from Super League players and having a Super League club there, and you've not had a top flight team there since 96.
Yeah.
So to still have that interest up there shows you what it's in the DNA.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I know, like I said, I don't really know what the answer is. I'd love somebody with, you know, a big chunk of money to go and whether set up a franchise and, you know, and set something up, but it's obviously a big ask, isn't it? But there's definitely appetite up there, and I think, you know, I think as teams, I think, you know, all teams that have got a couple, you know, one or two Cumbrians in, I think is always a benefit to him, because I think we've all, you know, generally got similar sort of traits and characteristics from, you know, we're up there in the sticks, we're out the way, we're sort of written off, and you have to almost have that little bit of a chip on your shoulder, and you know, I think we quite enjoy that, really.